92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
A few weeks ago, a judge in Indiana... You know, actually, I should start further back. Let me pause for a second and clarify that what I'm about to tell you probably started as a normal conversation between two people and wound up in court. So this guy, Martin Quintana, built and opened the new Quintana Strip Mall on Jefferson Boulevard in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was specifically designed for quick service made-to-order sandwich restaurants like Subway, Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's. However, it prohibited traditional fast food restaurants like McDonald's, Arby's, Wendy's, and Burger King. Martin became a franchisee of and opened a chain called The Famous Taco in the Strip Mall. But the Allen County Planning Commission refused to license the restaurant, saying that tacos didn't fit the intended purpose of the strip mall. Okay, so let's fast forward a little bit. This whole thing wound up in a courtroom where Allen County Superior Court Judge Craig Bobe ruled that Martin's Famous Tacos can stay because they would be serving made-to-order tacos, burritos, and other Mexican-style food. So basically, the town of Fort Wayne, Indiana, has classified Mexican food as sandwiches. I guess that means Greek gyros are sandwiches too? But again, I want to point out, these people took this to court to get a ruling on what defines a sandwich. Do we really have that much free time on our hands these days? Seriously?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.